more time, honey?
No.
Okay. I was going to do this.
Well.
Should I do the dishes?
No.
Okay. I'm cold.
Same.
Should we leave the heater and the
heater yeah.
on? I'm getting a blanket, though.
Sure.
Do you want a blanket?
No.
And oop.
Alright, mic check.
Right here.
Yeah.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi, honey. How are you? Wait, say it again.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi, honey. How are you?
I feel like when we actually record, I talk louder than that.
You do, but so do I. So
okay.
It's like,
I mean, as long as we're equal.
Separate but equal.
And oop.
Where you lead, I follow. You jump, I jump.
I will follow him. Okay, so the kids' school is having a fundraiser. Okay, so the kids' school just ended a fundraiser. It's Friday night, and it ended today during school or whatever, this afternoon. And so they're raising money for whatever reason, but like I've heard whispers via our home about the raising money via change, right?
Yeah. Pennies and coins.
Okay.
Is what I first heard.
Yeah.
Bring your change, drop it in your classroom box.
Yeah. Initially, I was like, okay, whatever. But time went on, and I didn't get the full grasp of it until last night at dinner, family dinner. This was before family activity time when Luna and Lennox were on famousbirthdays.com, and they were looking up which celebrities were born on our birthdays, all four of us. And also, which celebrities died on our birthdays? You share the same birthday as Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
And that means nothing to you, or?
Oh, it means a lot to me.
Super significant. Actually, that website sucked. Like, after birthday and birthday, they were like, these people are old. These pictures are just black and white.
Yes.
And to be frank, the majority of the celebrities I had never heard of.
It was a mixture of, like, TikTok celebrities and people born in 1729.
Yeah.
It was a very odd mixture.
Very bizarre. So, the fundraiser thing has been happening for a few weeks. And then last night, Thursday night, at dinner, Lennox says, I want to bring $50 to the fundraiser. And I was like, what? And then you were like, you wanted... less.
I said, wait. I said, no, why?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was like a coin deposit, like pennies and silver change.
Yeah.
But it turns out that you can donate whatever you want.
Right.
As much cash as you want.
So the more we fleshed it out, we were like morally safer in 60 minutes, but we started asking details and information and probing. It's really just bring money to school, and they gamify it, so the class with the most money wins this competition, this contest. But really, it's bring money to school.
Yeah, it's just donate money. Donate cash, donate coins. And Lennox's motivation was the class with the most money, therefore the most points.
Yeah.
Gets a class party, they get pizza, and a few other perks.
Yeah. Well, they were promised field trips, which, okay. Like when a politician promises, I'm going to create 6 million jobs tomorrow if you elect me. Okay. Promised field trips sounds vague and impenetrable. But so upon further probing, the class that brings the most money or... pilfers the most money from their parents, gets a party, some pizza, and various other promises. But so Lennox wanted to bring $50, and I said, well, who's bringing more, who's bringing the most? And he said, well, someone has brought $70. Okay.
Wow.
And then he said, and someone else brought $100.
Wow. That's a tank of gas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
that's a lot of money for a single child to donate to their classroom.
Yeah. And now the whole time I'm thinking, where does our tax money go?
Well,
where do our Mellaroos go? Okay, we don't pay Mellaroos, but just follow along. Where do our HOA payments go?
I mean, we've long known that no tax dollars really are going directly to the classrooms and to the students. Yeah. Because
what about the lottery? I play the lotto $200 each week, honey. Doesn't 33% of that go to Lennox and Luna?
And what about the potholes on the roads?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so we know that, like, obviously, classes and teachers are hurting for money.
Okay.
So, but this is an interesting fundraiser because it's just basically give the school money.
Right. It's so odd.
So they're cutting out the middleman. It's no more. There's no more like company where like sell this wallpaper, yes. Sell this cookie dough.
Yes. Yes.
Sell this wrapping paper and get, and then the school gets money.
Yeah.
They cut that out. It's just straight. Student to classroom.
Give us money. Give us as much as you can. And we're going to reward the kids. So if Lennox's class wins for his $50 and however much else his fellow students bring, $50, $100. So for Lennox gives $50 and he gets... two or three pieces of pizza. That's fucking great. Sounds like a win to me. What? But you brought up fundraising. Like, as a kid, I used to be young, honey. I know it's hard to believe, but we sold candy bars and we sold magazine subscriptions, which were a scam because they renewed automatically and you had to call a number or write cancel on the little postcard. But and Girl Scout cookies and Boy Scouts, you can buy popcorn. So there's something, yeah, you're buying a candy bar, a chocolate candy bar for $2 or $3, but I'm helping the school. But this is just like, give me money. Let's get money. Let's get as much money as possible. So there's no goods exchange. There's no goods tendered.
Yeah, you know what? I like it though. Because
really?
It's honest. It's direct. Yeah. They're not playing around. And also, I wonder when you do sell a product, how much percentage does the school actually get?
That's a good question.
So this is more direct money straight to the school.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. The candy bar company or whoever organizes that whole swindle, they probably send over 1 to 15% of the money to the school and then they get to collect it.
And then you have these candy bars that you don't need to eat, and you have this wrapping paper that's crappy, and you, why did I buy this? Yeah. This way, at least, you know, it's just money directly to the classrooms.
It's very odd. It's very bizarre. It's very new. And I can understand, like, a lower socioeconomic town or neighborhood or school needing funding. But we live in... a nice area, a decent area. So I can just imagine what, like, schools in South Sacramento are going through, or Florin Road, or that area, Meadowview. Are they just, is it just, like, bare bones and things are being held together with string and rubber band? But the not having a candy bar or a magazine subscription to Tiger Beat or Bop. I subscribe to Bop, honey. Oh, those pictures of Kirk Cameron in 1988. Ooh, send the girl to the moon. But the whole thing, it's like begging. It's like panhandling borderline. It's groveling. It's very bizarre.
Well, you know what? This is how schools have been operating for a long time. It is the norm. Every year at the back to school night, you go to the classroom with the new teacher for your kid.
Yeah.
And they hand out a huge list. Please donate these items. And it's like 2 pages long of stuff they need donated to the classroom.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just what they've been doing for years and years now. They have to beg parents to donate. Otherwise, teachers are left to be donating out of their pocket from their paltry salary. And they have enough on their plate as it is. So this is just the way that our current school system is.
Yeah.
And we can blame Gavin Newsom or Joe Biden. Who do you want to choose?
Jerry Brown. Actually, Luna called me a Republican earlier. Like Donald Trump and all that.
She said, I don't know what a Republican is, but I know Vince is one.
What? How dare she? How dare she? Well, what's next, honey? Lennox on the freeway off-ramp begging with a cardboard sign saying, I'm in school, I need money, a GoFundMe. I mean, we're hit with like 80 GoFundMes a week. Is the school going to be a GoFundMe? Where's it going to end? Where's the slippery slope? Where does this stop? It's madness.
I have no answer. I have no solution. But I'd rather just donate cash directly to the teachers than this rigmarole of these like fundraisers with products, and you get like a booklet sent home and you choose the items, and then you have to go to the school on the 25th of January between 3 and 5 p.m. to pick up your frozen pizzas, and I'm at work and I can't go, and it's such a hassle.
Mm.
Can I just please donate cash?
Please.
It'd be so much easier. I do like it.
I like the candy bars. I like raffles, maybe a dinner or a dance.
Oh, you know what I do love is like a spaghetti dinner. Where like you go to the cafeteria and you sit down with your plate of food.
Yeah.
That's fun.
What about pancake breakfast?
Oh, I love a pancake breakfast.
Exactly. And I'm a waffle man myself, okay? And let's be honest, those pancake breakfasts are full of cold pancakes. Cold, hard pancakes.
That a 14-year-old is cooking.
Yeah. And they're terrible. But there was a goods exchanged. We sold candy bars. And you're walking around the neighborhood selling, well, when I was a kid in 1988. But when I was a kid, a candy bar was 25 cents, and you were selling $2 candy bars. So obviously, there's a huge, but you walked around, you learned about salesmanship and grit, and you had to dedicate 3-4 hours, and you had to go to your neighbor Andy and be like, "Hi, Andy, I'm selling candy bars for my school," and you'd be like, "Hold on, let me go get some cash," and he would go disappear.
That's a really good point that I had not considered that, because yes, with that old fashioned method, it puts a lot of responsibility on the kid.
Onus.
To get out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to get out there. You got to sell this. You got to talk to strangers or your neighbors. You got to put yourself out there. And there's some benefit to that.
Yeah.
But if you're too shy or you just don't care, then you don't do it. And then your school gets no money from
you. And you get shamed when you go back to school. Checking in on Andy and Evelyn down the street on Cochise Way in Claremont,
which is, for example,
a tiny suburb of San Diego, California. But I remember doing that, and it was terrible, but you did it and you came back. Sometimes you sold 6 bars, sometimes you sold 16, but you were accountable, and it just taught you about hard work.
I hated that personally.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to bug anybody. I don't want to impose anyone. I don't want to call my grandma and my aunt and my uncle.
Yeah.
I don't want to. No. I felt so bad about it.
Well, see, there's the Girl Scout cookies where like 8 coworkers are coming around. Want to buy Linda's cookies, and then I have 7 other coworkers to choose from. But I think going door to door, knocking on their screen door, that's those black ones that are hard to see, and you're like, what's going on back there? I'm glad I did it, and it instilled something in me.
It does build character.
It does.
It does.
It does. And now Lennox is on the freeway off ramp with a cardboard sign saying, "I go to school, help me out." So Lennox wanted to do 50. He ended up doing 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because initially, when he said 50, I was like, get the hell out of here. but then he proposed, would you rather me spend $50 on this fundraiser, my school, or V-Bucks, which is the currency in Fortnite, or Robux, which is the currency in Roblox? And I thought, well,
obviously your school.
Yeah.
And by the way, this was his own money that he got from Christmas.
Yeah.
So this isn't you and I
no.
taking it from our pockets.
Very important.
So at the end of the day, we decided it's his own money. It's his own choice. And we let him go ahead.
Yeah. It's sort of like the lottery. But so we were looking at celebrity birthdays and deaths on our birthdays. Like we're all hanging out, and I said, "Luna, are you gonna give $2, $3, $60? Do you care?" She's like, "I don't care." And I thought that was, and I said, "Lennox, listen to your older sister." But even Len, we asked about his friend Lincoln, and he said Lincoln doesn't care. Lincoln's not giving anything.
I think he donated $2.
Yeah.
So complete opposite, like incentive and perspectives on the entire thing.
Yeah. So why does Len feel the impetus to donate so much?
He wants his class, even more than the money, he wants his class to win so badly.
Yeah.
He wants the class party.
Yeah.
And fine. And we found out today, because today was the final day, and Luna's in the group that kind of has been organizing and running this whole thing.
Yeah.
Luna is 90% sure that Lennox's class won.
Yeah.
And it's Lennox's donation that put them over the finish line.
Ooh, so he's got that clout.
I hope he wins because he cares so much.
I know.
He wants that slice of pizza.
Yeah. I'll show up with the 6 Little Caesars pizza for $40 and I'll be the toast of the town. But if you want to spend $50 on a stupid pizza and the promise of field trips, that's fantastic. But yeah, you really see like the A and the B, or the yin and the yang. The X and the Y of Lennox caring for some reason, Luna not caring. I tend to side towards Luna, but I don't know. As a 10-year-old, almost 11-year-old boy, maybe I'd be into it. So Lennox donated $40 of his own money, and he's going to get a couple pieces of pizza.
And hopefully a field trip.
Right, right. And clout. And glory, and he'll be remembered.
They need to demand to know where their tax dollars are going. Where are their donations going?
Where's the lottery money going? Where are the Melrose going?
That really wasn't clear.
Yeah.
I mean, we heard field trips allegedly, a class party, but
yeah.
Like, really, what?
It's very vague.
What else?
It's going to the general fund. yeah. So,
And out. Oop.
In 1991, honey, the R&B group TLC put out a song called Ain't Too Proud to Beg. It was a smash hit song. Rest in power, Left Eye Lopez. But Lennox begged last night for me and you to allow him to spend $50. Okay, we relented at $40. But I think he should be too proud to beg for his school for a couple pieces of pizza. My attitude as far as Lennox and Luna's money going to Sheen or V-Bucks or Robux, let him blow it. Let him spend it.
Okay.
Because I blew money. You've blown money. And I look at when I was young, and yeah, I spent money on nonsense, bullshit. But Grandma Tian was always there as some frugal icon, overseeing everything.
Frugal queen.
Queen, yes, queen. And now that I'm in my early 30s, okay, mid-40s, I've I appreciate that, and I'm more frugal now. So my opinion is that the kids should blow their money on whatever the fuck they want, and but in the background and in the big picture, they're seeing us be not cheap but thrifty and smart with our money. And so when they're 20, 30, 40, they'll be able to rein it in and be smart with their money.
I can only hope.
Yes.
We'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah. All right. Well, are we done, honey? What are we eating? What are we doing?
We're eating.
Yes.
Let's listen to some top 40 hot hits.
Some 98 Degrees.
Some Miley Cyrus, Flowers.
Some Taylor Swift, some NSYNC. Okay. Oh, bye-bye.